Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm not.
I'm Adam.
Oh, and today's topic is snail.
Snail?
Snail.
I learned a bad snail. It's not, okay.
I'd love to hear this bad snail you heard.
I learned a bad snail. I wandered lonely as a snail.
Yeah.
So here are my. So I was at the beach yesterday.
Cool rhyme. Great.
Flex. yeah. Flexing myself. So you know how there are those little jelly, the little things that are just like, oh wow, the jelly. They look like sausages made of jelly.
What is that
on the beach?
Do you mean like shark eggs?
No,
there are so many types of jelly that you can find on the beach.
It's just like a little sausage of jelly at the beach, a really thick sausage.
Is it always sausage shaped?
Is it clear?
Yeah.
Is it like a jellyfish?
But it's like a little sausage
shape. I think I know
shape.
What you're talking yeah. about, but the thing I know that I'm pretty sure you're talking about does not have to come in a sausage shape.
The one, I think I know what you mean. It's like a kind of jellyfish.
It's not clear
thing.
Blobbies.
It looks like, yes.
Yeah.
They're snail egg sacs.
What?
Yeah. So if you pick them up and look at them really closely, they've got all these tiny dots in them, and those are snail eggs. So the whole thing is a snail egg sac.
Whoa. Ugh. That is gross.
Yeah. And they are so much bigger than snails.
Snails are so trusting.
They're sea snails.
Just now that I know that, I could just do anything.
That's true.
Well, it's an egg sac, so I'm sure that crushing them up won't do anything. Well, actually, I'm...
Crushing them up. Oh, it's so limited in your thoughts.
I actually don't know that, and I squish them, but I figure that because it's just the house that the eggs live in, if I squish them, they go back in the sea. The eggs are still there.
Sure.
I hope that's not cruel.
You don't... They definitely can be disrupted. That's why they're there.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. But they're little egg sacs, and I don't do crimes. And
yes.
when sometimes you find a little shell and it's got a tiny hole in it, but it's like a perfect circle, apparently what that is snails have something on them that pierces the shell, and then they eat the flesh from the inside of the shell.
A hard point.
But that's insane because snails are like one of the softest animals I can think of, like aside from their house. Oh my God, we did a lot of research on snails recently. Was this we? I don't know.
I don't remember any of this.
Well, it wasn't with you
was
guys.
Was it for Why Am I Sad?
No. Well, because snails. Okay, so because there's that wonderful fact that Adam was sharing recently where.
This doesn't seem like me, but go on.
Yeah. Like, I think it's specifically hermit crabs, but the hermit.
It wasn't me.
All the crabs in the ocean, if they need a new shell,
they line up and they
line up
shells,
in the order and they do that. And then I was like, well, where do shells come from if no one's making them?
Yeah.
But someone does.
Yes, this may have been from the episode Crabs.
Oh, maybe.
Where we talked about snails giving up their shells for crabs.
Yes.
That hermit crab shells are snail
you
shells.
Specifically talking about this.
Some handsome guy.
But where do snails get the shells from?
We've definitely had this conversation. I will look it up.
I think they grow them on their back, you know? I keep thinking about, imagine if you cooked up...
Oh, okay, Google. Where do shells come... Okay, Google. Where do seashells come from?
Not seashells.
The seashore.
According to Coastal Care, most seashells come from mollusks.
What sort of shell are you talking about?
Snail shell.
Snail shell? Yeah, they grow them.
Yeah. That's so cool.
It is. It's amazing. It's cool that some animals grow their shells. Even turtles. That's cool. That shell isn't like a thing that turtle crawled into. That's its spine gone wrong. Or right.
It's crazy, yeah, when an animal is able to construct something that, a shell that hard, yeah. When we must build that up over years of, of being abused by the people around us.
Would you grab, what kind of shell would you grab? If you know, people always ask this question about wings and whatever, but what kind of shell would you have if you could have any shell?
Yeah, that classic question, what kind of wings would you
have? You haven't asked. Jackson would know straight off the bat what wings you would have.
What kind of wings I would have? I guess just kind of like maybe like a vulture's wings would be cool.
They would suit you.
They're hunchy. I like that. What about
Kentucky Fried Chicken wings?
Oh, ha, ha, growing out of your back, genius.
Never-ending supply of fried
You smell the 11 secret herbs and spices. Oh, fuck.
I wouldn't be able to sleep on my back, though.
No, that's true. And eventually you
Well, neither would you, though.
That's true.
No, it's feathery. It's nice.
Yeah.
I can't imagine lying like that. You're going to
be comfortable. You lie on your spine.
Yeah, but birds don't lie on their back. Yeah. Oh, I've seen a budgie do that once. It was pretty cute. But
adorable.
Yeah. It did like a flip, like a somersault. It was adorable. Kentucky Fried Chicken wings, would you eat them, though?
If I could.
Then you just have bones.
And then I can get those surgically removed. For the price of a surgery, I get a free pair of wings. I was going to get that surgery anyway. I need to get some of my ribs removed so I can suck my own dick like my hero. Who do they say did that?
Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson, yeah.
Oh, it's a Marilyn
My
Manson.
Hero,
yeah,
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, he didn't do that because he was too much of a coward. That's true.
Yeah, so then I can be greater than my hero, Marilyn Manson.
What wings would you have, Cass?
I remember,
For doing wings.
I remember agonizing over this choice in grade 3 because every time I imagine the wings I'd have, I imagine sitting cross-legged on the floor in my grade 3 classroom because this is when I gave this the most thought. And sure. I was like, okay, so I'd obviously have fairy wings for the summer. But
right.
Then like, okay, if I'm sitting up, that would keep my posture really good. But if I had like angel wings in the winter, they would keep me really warm. But they would be so hot in summer. True. We do have the really hot summers. But the butterfly wings, like for fairy wings, so delicate.
Are you sure the wings would keep you warm?
Yeah, sure I wrap them around me.
Yeah,
but don't birds fly like took warmer climes during the winter?
Not all birds. Some birds will get like they kind of huddle up and put their head in under their wings.
I just feel like
they provide a level
because it's
warmth.
Not like a coat. It's more like you have wings.
But they would provide at least a buffet from the wind, surely. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Butterfly wings though.
They would be a lot prettier and delicate. But I suppose they're a bit flexible.
Yeah.
Butterfly wings.
I think I might go. I might change mine to moth wings.
Does it change?
Oh yes, gossamer fuck.
You know,
Does it change if the wings are the same size as they should be?
Then definitely moth wings, because you just like see the small of my back shuddering, and you'd be like, "What's that?
Small of your back? How far down are they?
I mean, here in between my shoulder blades, but small of my back is funnier. Jackson, have you got a little tail? Oh no, it's much straighter.
Bits of moth dust. Like we. Realize after about a year in the studio, we're like, where Jackson always sits, have you noticed a pile of gossamer? Oh no,
that'd be rough because you'd be like at the beach or something like that, and I'd see the small of your back, and I'd lean over, I'd be like, I wouldn't even say, I wouldn't even think, I'm just like, Jack's got some schmutz on his back, and then I fucking tear off your moth wings.
Ow. Did that hurt? A bit. Just a tiny little trickle of blood coming out.
I have to imagine it's going to hurt a lot more than that.
Well, they're pretty
moth
little.
Moth wings are bigger than a pimple, and if you tore pimple off me, I would be fucking livid.
That's a good point.
But the connection point isn't bigger than a pimple.
Yeah, I don't know what the connection point for a moth wing looks like. It's just like a little dingus, right?
I'm going to look up connection point for a moth wing and see if the results are dingus.
I think it would just make a little noise and I'd be like,
I don't think so. I think it's going to
fucking
They don't
bleed
pain.
Though, so how much not, could it hurt?
It's not going to tear cleanly.
No,
that's the
true.
Thing.
Yes, it will. Hang on.
You really think so?
Yeah.
It depends on how a moth's wings connect, but I like that in the small of your back, the size of a chicken wing, your Kentucky Fried Chicken wing.
That's painful.
Oh, it's gross.
It's no good.
You would have to eat it straight away or it would get filthy.
If it's Kentucky Fried, then like, can I Can yeah. I wash that away? Can I wash away the conductor?
Then you just
fry?
Have two little bones. Or wet chicken breast, I guess. Look, there's no way it really works out
chicken
for you.
Breast on my breast.
Yeah.
Okay, I definitely had the wrong idea about moth wings. Don't know where I got that idea from, but God, moth wings are beautiful.
Yeah, they're gorge. Okay, well, now that we've got wings out of the way, what shell would you have?
Ugh. I prefer the wings conversation.
Well, we've moved past it.
Are we going with actual size again?
Let's try both. Let's begin with size appropriate, and then we'll see how that translates to actual size. That way you can't loophole your way out of the actual size one.
I so greatly love having a flexible spine.
That would be really cool.
How does a shell give you that?
No, I wouldn't have one if I had a shell.
Oh, I see.
I would be stuck.
It depends on the type of shell and where you're putting it.
That's
see,
true.
Where are you putting it?
Yeah. See,
my God, two turtle shells on my feet, no more shoes.
Something I had considered is one of those long spirally shells, you know, with the point.
Yeah.
Put it on one of my fingers. Then if I got to punch someone, I'll fucking kill them.
Yeah. All right.
Get
what about
MMA or something?
We have the opposition with Krav Maga and Adam, who has a shell on his back.
And in the right corner, in the red corner, weighing in at, frankly, too much, lose some weight, I guess. Is my dad announcing this? Is Adam the Bad Wolverine?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
What was that?
Instead of howling at the moon, that's what you made.
At first I thought you were doing the John Cena.
That's great. All right, what if the shell is specifically coming off the back of your head?
Back of my head?
What? Yeah, the back of your head, like a little hat.
Oh, well, if it's a hat, do I still get my hair?
You get your hair, but it's going to come out of the shell, obviously.
I can't wash it.
Can I get the Venus de Milo shell?
Like a big conch on the back of your head? Yeah, absolutely you can.
It's not a conch, it's like a clam.
Oh, it is a clam. So you got a clam clammed onto the back of your
head. Then I can just go around, I can put some, strap some wheels to the bottom of that bad boy.
Yeah.
Go around naked, and people can't say... It's coming off the back of my head, but it's big.
Yeah,
it's coming off the back and then wraps down around
Adam
my
is
feet.
Nude under... Oh, okay, wraps. I thought you were like...
And then I can be nude because it's art now.
Yeah, absolutely. They're like, wait, is that man exposing... No, he's in a Venus de Milo
claim. Is that man an interpretation of the Aphrodite right now?
Gotta get some babies to float around you like like a
cherubs.
Oh,
yeah, the little Botticelli angel.
Yeah.
Botticelli angel.
You're like a Botticelli angel.
Botticelli angel.
What is that from? What is
I don't
you look
know.
Like a Botticelli angel from? Because it's from
know.
Something.
It's got an Italian accent in my mind.
You look like a Botticelli angel.
Yeah, it's got like an accent like that.
It's gonna
Botticelli
kill me.
A type of cheese.
It's a
type of artist. Yeah. Actually.
Oh, okay. Well, type every time artist. I imagine a Botticelli angel, I imagine they're made of, I guess, mozzarella.
They're the angels that have like human or not human.
They have adult faces.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, what show would you have in the back of your head, Cash? Yeah, it's a tough one.
It is tricky because I want to be able to sleep comfortably, you know?
Yeah.
I reckon like a kind of like a snail shell, but big and round. So it goes out wider than my head and it doesn't stick further back, you know? So I constantly look a little bit dwarfed by my shell.
Yeah.
Where are you saying, sorry, this is from my considerations of the small or the regular sized shell.
Yeah, sure.
Where from the head are you saying?
So the mouth of the shell would kind of take the crown.
Okay.
Like
so
if you're wearing a beanie, it would cover
that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
As if you were wearing it as a hat.
Yeah, okay. Or a what's like a little skull cap kind of thing.
Yeah.
On the back there.
Hey, have you guys all worn my snail hat?
I think I have in my time, yes.
It's very fun. It's just a big shell that
I've
is a hat.
It, yeah. it you is got it from fun. IKEA, right?
Yeah. Surprisingly, their costume section didn't do well.
What?
I think I would go for, what's that turtle that has like instead of a shell?
Big boy turtle.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Thank you. Yeah.
No, I think it's got a mud turtle. It's just like the grossest turtle in the land. It looks mostly like.
It's got a lot of competition for that spot, my friend.
Mud turtle? Let me look it up. I don't know. I think I found... No, this isn't right. This is
mud turtle sounds absolutely like something you made up, though. Just
mud
saying.
Turtles have a grumpy little face.
Yeah, they're cute.
They're beautiful. So their heads only peek out from their shells.
Yeah, this guy. This fucking guy.
Mud turtles look sick.
You want a flat turtle.
Flat turtle shell,
oh,
baby.
No.
It's disgusting. Looks like an old tire.
Oh, sorry. Have you seen that video of them taking like a bucket of baby turtles and dumping them out at the beach?
No, what happens?
It's just very cute. Oh, it's like little baby turtles. Like they need to get to the water.
Right, right. I thought they were just like getting rid of them.
They have been spawned in captivity and they need to be released. So they just get a big old bucket. It's like just they put water in a bucket.
Yeah.
Fill that water with fucking turtles. It's a big bucket as well. And then they just upend it at the beach and all the turtles run for the water.
That's so good.
It's so fucking great to watch.
Did I tell you I released turtles into the sea once?
No, that's cool.
It's really nice. Just in high school, we went on a school trip. We got to go to a turtle sanctuary and release little baby turtles into the ocean.
Man,
that's cute. It was insane because you are looking at this tiny thing and that's all you're focusing on because you're like, this turtle's beautiful. Yeah. You like, and then you put it in the sea and then it goes and then you stand up and look back and the sea is the biggest the sea has ever looked in your life. And you're like, oh my God.
Good luck, little turtle.
Bye-bye. And it's like crawling its way into the sea and you're like, oh my God.
It's really funny. This is a very funny sentence after what you just said. Mm. But it's funny when an animal eats a turtle, not a baby turtle, but like a regular turtle, because you're like, it didn't work. You know, like you evolved this shell to stop this happening and it didn't work.
Well, they evolved the shell and then other animals evolved techniques to get around it. Like that eagle that picks them up and just drops them from a height.
But like the turtle's gone through so much effort.
Yeah, well, one-upmanship is tacky.
The turtle hasn't really gone through a lot of effort. Like that's evolution.
Well, a lot of time's gone into it.
Oh, you went through a lot of effort to get those legs, didn't you?
I don't know. It just must be a bummer for the turtle to be like, damn it.
I've described it as the biggest bummer of all time.
We spent so long developing these shells and the eagle just figures it out, drops us down.
Oh, we're God crackable? Damn it.
Oh, man.
Have you ever seen, there's like a species of, I don't know, all the different primates and whatnot, but a species of like monkey or chimp or something like that knows how to, with a tool, get at a turtle.
Oh, that's cool.
It's no good to watch. Oh, I can imagine. It's just jamming a stick into the holes.
Oh, killing and eating a turtle is so hard to imagine. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how I do it.
Boil the whole thing. What are you talking about?
Boiling's such a pain.
Boiled meat, yuck.
I'm not going to do it. I think it would be bad, but I don't think saying that you don't know how to do it is accurate.
No, I think what you do.
It comes in its own bowl.
Yeah.
I reckon. So let's just use the example of that mud turtle.
Sure.
Just so that we have a specific turtle that we're all thinking about. I don't reckon I could crack its shell if I needed to.
No, me neither. I think it'd be like a coconut. I don't think I'd be able to do it.
Yeah.
Certainly with my bare hands. I think with tools I could.
I reckon.
Well, it depends on the tools. If I only had like rocks as tools, I don't know if I could.
Mm.
If I had a chisel and hammer, yes, but that's a different story. Sorry, Cass.
I reckon it would be one of those things where, you know how you can't bite your own finger off?
Yeah.
It would be one of those where you'd be like...
Maybe you can't.
Adam, no!
So you'd get to the stage of like going to break the turtle open and you'd start to do it and your body would stop working because you'd be like, I can't do this.
Here's how I think I would kill and eat a turtle.
No.
I would have to slit its little throat.
No!
Wow.
With a little sharp rock.
No, it's staying inside.
Yeah.
It knows what you're doing.
Not all turtles do that, actually.
Yeah. Maybe I'd have to wait and then grab its head.
Yeah, Jackson quickly and I have a friend who has a turtle.
Yeah, and his head's always out.
Yeah, that turtle, it's always out because if you try to grab it or anything like that, it's biting at you.
Yeah.
So if you could trick the turtle into not using the defense mechanism that it spent millions of years evolving.
And I would want to do it quickly so the turtle just died.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's better than boiling it or anything like that because I want it to be dead before I do that.
Oh.
If I just put it in water.
You didn't say how would you kill a turtle. You said how would you cook it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I'm going through the whole process. Okay.
Killing is presumably the first step.
Yeah, but when Jackson was like, I couldn't boil a turtle. I'm like, that's not how you kill the turtle. It's how you cook the turtle.
Did you see, just on the topic of boiling, have you ever seen that thing where they're like, hey, you can slowly turn up the temperature for frogs?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Frogs are idiots.
And it works on people too. So.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's scary.
I know.
So you slit the little turtle's throat. Very sad, but you make sure the turtle dies quick.
Yeah.
Then you got to get the guts out somehow.
Oof.
Right? Which I don't know how to do that. My current thing.
The soft underbelly is probably.
Yeah, and I was imagining you nap a like KNAP, a rock to get it into a kind of point.
KNAP?
It's like what we did to make tools back when we were cave people. You get like one rock and you use another rock to slam off the shale or whatever until it becomes like a sharp point. You use that as your chisel and then use another heavier rock as your hammer, get the guts out, and then light a fire under the shell and cook it like that.
Huh.
is probably how I go about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because then you get roasted, or not roasted, but like grilled turtle.
And then you have a bowl for later.
Yeah, exactly. Rather than boiling it, which I feel like is going to give you weird tough meat.
Turtles are the only animal that come in their own dish.
Yeah, that's true. Or snails.
Or people if you turn the head upside down.
Oh, wait, that's true. And mollusks. And like...
literally anything with a shell.
Yeah, clams. Yeah.
Shell is just bone. You just got to get the round bone.
Yeah, that's true. Man, that's crazy.
And now a word from our sponsors.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Also, hey, did you know there's an insane amount of old and unknown and weird and fucked cartoons that you do not know about? I know! Our friend Mia is one of the funniest people I know, and she has a lot to teach you in her hilarious show, Cynical Cartoons. Go to SansPantsRadio.com and search Cynical Cartoons to find your new purpose in life.
Man, it's cool that humans come with the stuff that you can then kill more humans with.
What?
Do you mean bones?
Yeah. That's kind of all right. I guess
most
all animals
creatures
do.
Have something that you can harvest from them that could be used to get more food.
I guess it's just cool that, you know, it's multi-use.
Yeah. Zero waste.
I'm trying to think of other examples of evolution that didn't work, like the turtle shell.
Well, it does.
No.
It does work. No creature is immortal, Jackson.
I think when you say things that didn't work, I think Jackson hit the nail. I mean, Adam. I think Adam was right before. It's not that that didn't work. It's that something else worked more recently.
But then that means it was. So surely the timeline is turtle develops shell. Yep. Eagle can't get at turtle. Eagle figures out, can drop turtle.
So now it's turtle up next.
It's turtle's time to innovate. You know what I mean?
Turtle's well, coming up next.
Evolution. I don't know. No, I know you didn't pay attention in school. You talk about it quite a lot. It's the process of like millions of years, Jackson. And also evolution is not trying to make a immortal super creature. It's trying to make the best possible.
Well, is that not a danger that the turtle needs to evolve out of? Not to become the perfect being.
Well, let's
being.
Give them a couple more 100,000 years, my friend.
I guess we've got to figure out how long the eagles have been dropping the turtle to see if the turtles have been slack. You know what I mean? Like, if they've been dropping them for hundreds of thousands of years, it's like, well, come on. You've had your time, turtle. Get heavy or whatever.
Get heavy.
It's not even about that either. If they're not killing turtles in great enough number, there's no need to get rid of that.
Well, yeah, it might not be that all the eagles are smart.
Or, what about this? Have you considered this? Have you considered being dropped by the eagle as the lesser of two evils?
What's the greater?
So they get rid of the shell and they're like, maybe now I'm super slippery. Yeah. And I lose the shell, super slippery, the hawk can't grab me.
Turtles can't come out of their shell, though.
Jackson, shut the fuck up. They evolve away the shell.
Oh, I see.
You're so stupid.
I didn't realize this is your evolution to avoid eagles. I thought you were just saying, maybe it's good.
Yeah. They got rid of the shell.
That's also just not what I'd evolve as the turtles, but go
it's
on.
It's not important. All right? Shut up.
It's kind of important.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Okay. Shut up.
Yeah, let's
Shut
hear it.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, let's hear your turtle slip.
They keep the shell. Yeah. Now they become super slippery and the eagle can't grab them.
Can't grab them,
keep slipping out. They now can't get their food. They are too slippery.
Yeah, well, that's why that's
getting
not the direction I'd evolve
in. Getting rid of
I'd
that as a danger might not be worth it for how they need to.
No, so I see. That's
okay,
why
well, what would you do, Jackson, to fix the turtle?
I would make them bulkier, heavier.
So they sink in the ocean?
No, they can still swim. An elephant can swim.
Can elephants swim?
Yeah. Elephants, the famous aquatic dwelling
creature. Jackson, can they swim or are they just tall?
No, they can swim and they pop up their... Have you ever seen that fucking...
It is, yeah, they can
they
swim.
They pop up
it's
their trunk as like a snorkel.
That's very cute, but are they walking along the floor?
No, they're swimming.
Thing?
They're moving their big old elephant hooves.
Cass, you don't understand. He has set up the goalposts in a specific place that you have to fucking sprint to get to.
I'm running.
You're running. And Jackson's like, the goalposts are over here. Cass, have you considered that Jackson doesn't want you to get to the goalposts and hasn't told you that there is an easy way to score right next to you? Elephants don't live in water! You can swim, Jackson. You don't live in water.
Whales
turtles
are
live
heavy.
In water.
Whales are heavy and live in water.
Whales are not turtles.
I guess.
Whales don't need to go on land to give birth. In fact, if anything, that's the end of their reproductive cycle.
Okay, what about chameleons? They did a good job.
Did they?
Yes.
Wait, you were talking about things that did a bad job.
Yeah,
before.
I know. Well, I'm just saying, everyone's saying, oh, it's not a bad
chameleons
job.
Chameleons don't do that to hide.
Well, then any of those camouflage geckos, they've done a good job.
Yeah, but they still get eaten sometimes.
How do you know that?
Because we're not swarming in geckos. Because I'm not currently sitting on a gecko.
Well, let's find out the natural predator of that camouflage gecko.
Fuck me.
Let's find out how much they cooked it. You know? We've done a pretty good job.
Yeah, we're
no, right. We've no. The earth is killing us now.
Well, that's true, but we have no natural
we're
predators.
Still killing us.
Oh yeah, but we're doing it, you know?
Name
yeah.
the natural predator of the human being. Yeah, that's
the
right.
The human being.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
We've got ourselves in a weird loophole. We cooked it, but we cooked it different. Broad-tailed gecko, here we go.
We cooked it, but we cooked it different. Let's open a restaurant.
But, you know, it's like...
Probably something bigger than them, I would imagine.
Like a lion, you mean?
Nothing's really on the
what?
Bottom. Yeah, like a lion, sure. Lion walking what's... up to a gecko on a tree.
Oh, no, like
off.
A lion is our natural predator, I meant.
Oh, I see.
You know.
Oh, but wait, nothing really hunts a lion, does it?
That's true. Lion did a good job.
Yeah, no.
Man hunts lion.
Yeah, but... Yes, but see, I can't find any natural predators for the broad-tailed gecko.
Cool. All right. Shut up.
No, you did it.
I did a good job. I found the one animal that evolved properly.
Find natural predators for, I don't know, anything else. Pick another creature.
Okay.
Horses. Find the natural predator
for
horses.
It's all humans.
Hyena, dude.
Man hunts everything.
Yeah, man doesn't count. Natural predator of...
Horses.
Of horse. It'll have one.
Yeah, will it?
Human, cougar, wolf, coyote, bear. There you go.
Bullshit. That's a more common animal.
Okay, pick one that's not.
I don't know.
Okay, natural predator of hyena. There you go. That's probably gonna be. Lions eat them. Alligators eat them. Natural predator
bullshit.
Of human.
Something eats those fucking geckos, I'm telling you.
Of broad.
I hate it. It fucking kills me that when Jackson comes up with something, everyone listening to this fucking show is like, these are the fucking specific circumstances that Jackson's right. Mm-hmm. No one ever fucking comes to my defense. All of you are fucked. I hate everyone listening to this right now.
Well, I think it's because I'm so obviously incorrect that, you know, like, you can't fight it in a way. I'm like the iceberg to your Titanic. You know, I'm not moving. I'm just standing here being wrong.
It's like pouring in a cat into a big vase or something.
Yeah.
The cat will fit. It's not meant to be there.
Joel Dush has come into the studio to be rude to us.
Sorry, I'd just like to say I overheard that Adam said something about hating everyone.
Yeah.
And me as a listener to this podcast as it was happening.
Yeah.
My feelings were hurt, Adam, and I and the listeners would demand an apology.
Hey, dude, should
like
you...
I would like you to know that you specifically are not excluded.
Dude, should you agree with me that turtles cooked evolution? Like, they fucked up because they still get eaten?
So
an eagle picks up a turtle and drops it, and the turtle's like, well, that didn't work. You know? Whoops, we cooked up that element of it. Gotta think of something new.
So
gotta get heavy.
You're saying that the turtle...
They
fucked
up.
Evolution.
They fucked up.
Because they got too strong?
No. So a turtle's like, well, I'll develop a shell and then nothing will be able to eat me.
I don't know if we've ever done this before. Dusha, sit over here.
Okay.
I'll tag out, you tag in. Hang on, wait.
Oh, that was a dog shit high five. Do it again. That was... You know what? We tagged twice. It's fine. Yeah, get out of here.
You tagged twice. Adam's got to stay.
Shut up. Anyway, fill me in. Turtles.
So, okay. Turtle develops a shell.
Yeah.
Turtle develops a shell to avoid getting eaten by predators.
And you're saying they cooked evolution because they got a shell. That's sick. But an eagle can still
eagle
pick
can
it
pick
up
them up and drop them. So they're like, well, it didn't work. Whoops.
Turtles just go. That's where the breathing underwater fucking thing comes
but
in.
But they still get eaten. So they got to figure something else new.
Yeah, but evolution doesn't mean that you can't die.
Thank you. So what I was saying and what Adam was, well, what Adam was saying, and I jumped on and now I'm the spokesperson for Adam. Turtles evolved and they did a good job, and then something had to evolve next, and now it's the turtles' turn. We're not going to live long enough to see what they come up with.
Jackson, how quickly do you think evolution kicks in?
Quick enough.
Yeah. What? So, okay, so by your defense...
Those dogs evolved to go on the subway.
What?
No, they learned.
No, I think they evolved.
No, their physiology didn't change.
Jackson,
I think they taught them.
Natural selection failed us because your brain is not immune to bullets.
Well, no, because a bullet's not my natural predator.
It is now. Humans are humans' natural predators.
Yeah, I was saying that doesn't count.
Why?
Well, because you can't be your own natural predator.
We're at the top of the food chain, baby.
Exactly, as in we did a good job.
But the...
No one.
We didn't cook
you.
Evolution. We evolved good.
What's the name of this fucking topic?
Snails.
Why did I ask?
Do you have any snails facts?
Yeah, they're people eat them.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
Have you guys ever eaten snail?
No. The craziest thing I've eaten is like wallaby, which feels like a crime.
Yeah, that's because it's like a cute kangaroo. Yeah. I get that. And a kangaroo is an ugly wallaby.
There are enough of them, though.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've eaten spiders.
Oh, how was that?
Crunchy.
Was it good, though?
Don't remember why I ate it. I think it was just because it was there. Not, I didn't just find a spider. I was at a market or something. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I haven't had anything too
exquisite.
That's
cool. I want to eat a spider.
Yeah.
I don't.
It was kind of crunchy and didn't have a lot of, like, anything else going for it. But also because I didn't really want to eat it, I think I was just eating it for the sake of, like I'm going to eat a spider!
Where
I wasn't, like, enjoying it.
Well, that's a shame.
It seems like their abdomen would be so gooey. I think I'd throw up.
I remember seeing, I think it was on an episode of Hamish and Andy, where somebody cooked up all these tarantulas with chili, and it looked so delicious. My mouth's watering. It looked really good.
It was something
good.
Like that. Honestly, it's... A distant memory for me.
Yeah.
So presumably it wasn't a pleasant experience.
Wasn't that good. What, so you've eaten snails, Cash?
Yeah.
Was it good?
No.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It tasted like snail.
Yeah, that's exactly what everyone said.
It tasted like snail.
It was full of garlic butter, but you bite into it and then you're like, this is a snail. I am eating a snail. Like, the texture is exactly what you'd think it is.
Slimy?
Oh, yeah. And like, the texture of it, like as you're chewing through a snail, you're like, this... is a snail. Like, it didn't taste bad, but...
Do you like seafood? Was it like a seafoody thing? Because I find a lot of seafood... You don't like seafood, or it's not like seafood?
I do like seafood. It isn't like sneafood.
Yeah. Sneafood, not like sneafood.
Because, like, if someone said, hey, an oyster kind of tastes like a sneeze,
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, but you're still eating oysters.
I don't really... Yeah, I'm like, when people... yeah. But it's...
Mussels as well. Also, like, if they were like, that's a
booger.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah,
but
right,
they taste different.
It.
You're like, oh, okay, I see the similarity, but it's... It's
but a snail tastes
snail
just
is
like a snail.
Yeah. Just a snail.
Yeah, as you're chewing into it, because everyone's picked up a snail as a kid before, you're yes, correct, this is a snail I'm eating.
Do you think the only reason people like snails is because they must be satisfying to suck out the shell? It's
I reckon
French.
If you told me that whilst you ate a snail, you got like half hard.
Like a little bit of a boner.
100%
yeah,
believe it,
it'd be like a little bit sexual.
Yeah, just...
No.
I mean, it's not for the average Joe or... Joel and Cass, but
not, you know.
Look, I can sort of see what you,
like one of those things that's designed to detect earthquakes. There would be like a
Richter
little
scale,
bit.
Would
on,
what
on the Richter
for.
Scale, there would be like a tiny bit.
Dictus scale,
and on the Dictus scale,
Jackson's Dictus scale,
absolutely. There would be just the slightest bit,
a tremor,
a tremor,
a tingle.
You'd be like, oh, what's
register.
That? Yeah,
you're not calling anyone about it. But.
Yeah, we're not talking like a half chub or even semi chub. We're just talking
maybe one nipple just went from totally soft to a bit hard.
I might describe it as a stirring. Just gentle stir.
Knowing that you've had a wet dream about pushing a bin through a desert, nothing surprises you.
Nothing can stop me. Do you not know this story? This is an early Shut Up a Second story.
This is a throwback to like episode 10.
Yeah, one of my first early wet dreams was like just pushing a wheelie bin along a highway in a desert, and then I woke up jizzing on myself, and I was like,
Why?
That is cool.
Who knows what was crossed there?
The longer version of the story is that, like, as he was pushing it, he was finding it more and more satisfying.
Yeah.
So presumably his dick was getting closer and closer to coming.
I don't know what was happening in my brain for that particular wet dream, but...
That's sick.
I mean, like, I would love... Maybe I should...
All my wet dreams are about fucking. That's boring.
That's lame. Maybe I'll try tonight to jerk off imagining pushing a wheelie bin.
See what happens.
I should have the best orgasm of my life.
Well, you'll associate it with coming, so yeah. you'll probably be able to.
I've got a head start.
Yeah.
On everyone else who's ever going to try that, I've got a head start. That's pretty exciting.
Maybe I'll go home tonight and jerk off and look at a picture of, like, a cactus or something.
Everybody
like,
should... Tonight's a night for experimentation. Find a thing that's not sexual in the slightest and see if it gets you going. Yeah. Why not? Life's too short.
Like,
imagine you find out like shopping trolleys, what's going to do it for you. And if you hadn't tried, you'd have never known. I think we've given people the greatest gift of all.
Yeah.
Today.
Jerk off, but try hard. Like porn. But it's been done.
Who cares?
Pictures.
Yeah.
We've been there, done that.
You've seen every bit of the person, of the human.
Yeah.
Try something new.
Yeah. But don't get too crazy.
No, stick to
inanimate objects.
Stick to inanimate objects. Or, stools.
Yeah, stools. Good choice.
Pair of boots. Rivers.
Boots kind of sounds like boobs, so maybe that's enough to get people there.
A river of snakes. That's kind of sexy.
A river. Let's explore that.
That's
river.
Stirrable. Might give you a stir. That's possible. You know, it's wet. That's nice.
There's movement.
Yeah.
There's a curve to it.
Absolutely.
Wet movement curve. Guys, I'm getting...
Look.
River seems like an easy thing now.
Don't do river too easy.
Yeah don't do river. Easy. Okay, you're banned
Dry
from river.
Dry river, though, like an empty river bed.
Empty river bed.
Oh, empty beds. Bed?
Empty
I don't know why empty
sad.
Is good.
That's so funny. What gets you going? Empty bed.
The idea that no one's sleeping here.
Spread.
Okay, freshly made. No, you're not in it.
I'm not in it.
No, empty bed. Is it freshly made or has someone clearly been there and now they're not?
In my mind, what immediately sprung to brain was an empty mattress. Like,
what sprung to brain?
Sprung to brain, bare mattress, no furniture. That's what I imagine.
I hope someone's listened to this episode and just like started it and then skipped ahead to see where it ends. And they're like, what the fuck happened to
Adam's
voice?
They skipped to us yelling about evolution and now they're here. And they're like, this is pretty typical.
Yeah. That's what I signed up for.
I hope there's someone sitting on like a empty bed, mattress, bare in a room, staring at their cactus, hearing a river outside, being like, oh no.
Oh no. I'm about to have the most incredible earth-shattering orgasm of my life.
I hope that people have started without stopping the podcast.
I like to imagine there were people who were already doing it.
Yes!
And they're like, this is lucky.
I like to think about that all the time. People say, imagine your audience naked. Not me. I imagine them half chub. Nips and dicks as hard as it can possibly be.
As rigid as if fucking
our
pylon.
Our listenership is horny. See, I'm the opposite of Adam.
Yeah.
Adam hates the audience. I want everyone to be horny.
Yeah, God bless.
That's not the opposite. Okay.
Yeah, that's not the loving the audience.
The opposite of hate is not a boner.
But pass.
There's a good chance that Adam wishes the audience flaccid and unaroused. So in a way, you are the opposite of Adam.
The angel of flaccidity and the devil of boner.
I am the devil of boner, yes.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Joel Dusha, a frequent guest on Shut Up A Second.
And the devil of boner.
And the devil of boner.
The devil of boner himself. Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.